Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The fabulous Dr. Joe Righetti is with us to help you with any issues of animal behaviour that you might be having. Hello there, Dr. Joe.
Hello, Angela. Hi, everyone out there.
131332 is our number. If you have a question for Dr. Joe about your pet's behaviour, then you should give us a call now and she will be able to help you, no doubt. I have my own questions for you, Joe.
Oh, good.
But without further ado, Sharon is on the line. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
Oh, very well.
Good.
Tell us about your pet.
Yes, Dr. Joe, we have this most beautiful Maine Coon cat.
Oh, me too. I love him.
Only 11 months old.
Oh, wow. A lot of growing still to do.
Oh, yes. I see you.
What's his name or her name?
His name is Bronson.
Oh, Bronson.
Oh, what a good name. That suits a Maine Coon. Yep.
Maybe you should. Can you describe what he looks like, Sharon? Because
yes,
I don't think I've ever seen a Maine Coon.
Well, he's beautiful. He's got sort of like a triple coat. It's absolutely beautiful. Very long. And he's white. And he's also got tabby on him in little spots all over. Mm.
So Maine Coons, Angela, come in all sorts of colours.
Yes.
So we get, you know, white ones, tabby ones, black ones, the whole lot.
And his whiskers are very, very long.
Yeah.
His ears are long. He's absolutely beautiful.
And so they grow to be quite large, don't they?
Very large. The males will routinely reach 8-9 kilos, some up to 12 kilos or more.
Wow.
Which is, you know, if you think an average cat is about 4.5, maybe 5 kilos.
Oh, that's a big cat.
So, big cat.
And is Bronson big, Sharon?
Yes, he is already. He's about 6 kilos.
Right,
now.
Yeah, yeah. And they certainly don't reach their full growth until at least 2, and sometimes not even up to 5 years of age with these
really?
Large cats.
My goodness, we've got a long way to go then
with all the
play, haven't we? Just?
Lots of food to be eaten.
I know. Well, the problem that we've got is he's beautiful and he's got a lovely nature, but at about 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning, he'll either bring up his ping pong balls from downstairs to the bedroom, onto the bed. Now, he's okay if he does that. I ignore him and pretend I'm still asleep. But other days, he comes up and he actually claws all of the blankets on the bed and he starts to bite through the blankets.
Oh, gosh.
And I know it's to wake me up, but...
What a cheeky brat. What time is this? 4 o'clock in the morning, Sharon?
3 to 4:30 in the morning it can be. And this morning it was 3 o'clock.
Wow, okay.
I've got a solution for you. Close the bedroom door.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it is the easiest one. In fact, even if you can close 2 doors, that's preferable because then you really won't hear him because cats have been known to scratch at doors and they've been known to be able to jump up and twist that handle and open them.
Well, he's trying to do that with the back door at the moment. He's never been outside, so we're having to keep it locked, the screen door.
Yeah, and the strength of these cats is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, the solution here is really, it's a hard one, but really not responding to him through the night as you're doing, trying to ignore him. Hard when you're getting bitten.
It's only when he bites.
Yeah, it's a bit hard, isn't it? I'd go to sleep with a pair of gum boots on maybe so you don't feel any of those bites on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do is really revert him. Right, so he's becoming this, he's reverting to the true feline state of being nocturnal. So
nocturnal,
he's active at night.
Mm.
And we've got to revert that back to our way of being diurnal. And we need to make sure he's awake during the day and he's really, you know, bouncing around and playing as much then, especially the evening time. And then just half an hour before you go to bed, you start to wind him down.
Right, because in the mornings he plays for about 3 or 4 hours and then wants to go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's normal. And we do have to let cats sleep because they do sleep about 75% of the day anyway. So we've got to give them that downtime. But make sure, you know, that's whenever, if you're at home of an evening, that's the time that you're really playing with them. Different games. They're bright, intelligent cats.
Oh, very intelligent. He's got a big long tunnel and he jumps out of the holes and my husband plays with the ball on a string.
They're good.
And oh my goodness, he just keeps playing it.
Yeah, and try some of these food games you get as well as some toys, food releasing toys that you can get for cats too, and puzzle toys.
Yes.
And that's good exercise for Maine Coon, because some of these toys, cats sort of, you know, they shake their paw at it and the toy doesn't do much and they give up interest because you know, they're so gentle with them. Mm-hmm. And Maine Coon has all the power and strength in the world to make these toys move. Yeah.
And a beautiful breed, I must admit.
The gentle giants. They are so gentle.
And he's so loving in other ways, but it's just this naughtiness.
Naughty.
Yeah, it's a stage, that young stage. And I will bring my cat into the studio.
I'd love you to, really.
Don't know if the equipment will survive, but
I'd love to see one.
What colour is yours?
I've got a tabby, and he just has a triangle of white across his nose.
Oh, lovely.
Sharon, did you say that he's never been outside?
No, he hasn't. We got him from the breeder when he was 4 months old, mm-hmm. and he's never been outside. He sits at the front or the back door, and he looks outside, and he hasn't really attempted to get out when we go in and out the door.
Right, oh, that's good. That's good. Mm. He may start to as he gets older and so on, but the best thing we can do is to keep our cats in as long as possible, because then they don't want to go out, and when they do go out, then they don't want to hunt and they tend to stay on your ground. I have to say, I mean, I do encourage everyone to keep their cats indoors as much as possible.
Well, he's going to be an indoor cat.
So. Yeah. Whereas I put my hand up as guilty that I do let mine go out. They only go out into the garden, right. Although my Maine Coon has been known to slip through the fence into next door's garden.
But not at night.
Not at all. In fact, these 2 days in Sydney, I have dried my cat 5 times yesterday and 3 times today so far. He's run out. He stands in the rain, stands in it, and then he runs back in. And we're like, right, get the towel again.
But it's fascinating with the Maine Coon too, how they scoop their food up
cute, really.
They're quite incredible. Yeah. And if you look at the beautiful Maine Coon fan club here, but you look at their beautiful little paws, they have what's called furnishings in their ears and paws, and it's little tufts that grow between each paw. That's because...
And the only other thing I've had to do is I've had to put his water bowl into one of those tinfoil little trays that you cook turkeys in, because he keeps splashing the water.
Yeah, they go in and splash, don't they? Yeah.
It sounds like a fascinating cat. So good luck with Bronson,
Thank you very much indeed.
All right.
Let us know how you go.
Yeah, let us know how you go in a couple of weeks. It's lovely to talk to you. Why are they called Maine Coon?
Okay, they came from the state of Maine
America. Maine in the United States,
and it was
right.
cold there. That's why they have these furnishings on ears, tufts.
I love that they're called furnishings.
I know, so do I. and the coon part became because they were so big and sort of almost like the pointed faces, these large faces, they almost looked like raccoons.
Oh, I see.
And so years ago, people thought they were cats crossed with raccoons, which, of course, is not possible. You can't cross species like that. But they got this name, Maine Coon.
I see. Right. Oh, I'm dying to meet one. And you will have to bring
him in. I will bring
him
in, yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. 13 13 32 is our number. Dr. Joe Righetti, the animal behaviourist, is here for you. Sam has a question for you, Joe. Hello there,
Sam. Good afternoon, Dr. Joanna. And
hi, Sam.
Angela, how are you going?
Good. Good.
Very
fantastic.
Good, thank you.
I was there yesterday too, Angela, just quickly.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for coming, Sam.
I was at the front. I was there from 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're keen.
I'm your biggest listener.
Oh, God, love you.
Wee-wee.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, Dr. Joe, I've had a rabbits all my life. Mm. I'm speaking on behalf of my lady friend, mm-hmm. and she's had one rabbit there for 2 years and a month, mm-hmm. so 2 years, female.
Right.
And about 6 or 7 weeks ago, she got given another rabbit to look after, only for 2 or 3 months, hopefully.
Yeah.
But what's happened is that both rabbits are now, none of my rabbits have ever bitten anybody, mm-hmm. let alone me mm-hmm. or her. But what's happened is that as soon as one's kept in their house trained, both inside all the time, and what's happening is that the first one is now like a lion, biting, scratching, very, very mean, really terrible.
And that's biting, scratching the other rabbit or to you guys?
To,
you?
to, To us.
To you, okay.
Dear.
So the cuts and...
So,
so it's obviously not enjoying this new rabbit in the house.
No.
Both of them females.
Right, okay, yeah. When you have two sexes of an animal together, there often are a lot of issues that happen. With males, it tends to be fighting. With females, it tends to be real grudges. There's nothing like that in the human world, is there? and they just don't want to be with each other a lot of the time. And saying that, you wonder how rabbits ever manage to populate the world the way they do. But they,
That's right. You wonder, don't you? But I'm afraid to let them out together because they might kill each one. One might kill the other.
Yeah, I would be very cautious of this. If the rabbits are not going to be together, if you literally are having this one only for a few months, then I'd say, well, it might just be worth giving them independent, free time and keeping them separate. If they do have to get along, it would be a matter of very gradual introductions. And just like the other cats and dogs that we do, we pair it up with something positive when the other rabbit is around, but not allow them to contact one another. So it might be through some sort of fence that you erect or putting pens up in your lounge room, things like that. To help.
Okay.
So they can still see and smell and hear one another, but not actually make the physical contact. And that might help them get along. As far as with you guys, hopefully if the stress of the other rabbit's presence there,